Hello, and welcome to Openly Gamer Theater's production of The Stygian Fragment, a Call of Cthulhu roleplay drama.
This is Mike, and I'm playing Father Evan Daniel Leary.
Hello, this is Dan, and I am playing Phineas Lockwood.
This is Brandon. I'll be playing Winston Elliot Rouse.
This is Shannon. I'm playing Cynthia Angela Barnes.
This is Jason, and I'm playing Tommy O'Shaughnessy.
And I'm Sean. I will be playing Daniel Jonathan Covington.
Be warned, the following content may not be suitable for all audiences.
Just received my master's degree from Loyola and taken a position at St. Louis University to teach theology and literature. New to St. Louis, the university paired me with another junior professor, Samuel Schuler. He taught anthropology. He was an admitted Darwinist, but despite that, we became friends very quickly. It occurs to me that he and Mr. Smith here share a lot of the same qualities. Anyway, early that summer, Sam received a cryptic black-on-black invitation to the Black-Veiled Prophet Ball. I remember thinking, when he showed it to me, that whomever sent it had the flair for the dramatic. There was iconography and verbiage, like forbidden wonders await, which suggested occultism. Sam assured me that was not the case. The hosts of the ball were in fact business and city leaders who used the Black Veiled Prophet Society as a means for anonymous charitable activities and civic pride. He couldn't have been more wrong. I reluctantly agreed to accompany him, mostly after learning that there were rare treasures on display. Finding out that other colleagues were attending solidified it. The location of the ball, as you know, was in a cave under the Cherokee Club. We arrived a bit later than the invitation suggested, so the party was in full swing. I'm not much for noise or that level of revelry, so Sam and I made our way to the alcoves with the artwork and other artifacts, where our colleagues were already in deep debate. I don't remember much else after that. Just pieces, really, though I do remember the black stone idol, the green glow of the glyphs at its base. Terror gripped me, and I ran. That image, that infernal thing. What it did to those people, that has haunted me for 7 years.
Father Leary, as you are looking at this, and like I said, there were some hieroglyphics carved into it. Mm-hmm. Did you make your spot hidden?
No.
Okay, so you were entranced by this. Mm-hmm. And the guy, the crazy dude that was standing there next to you is pointing at
Justin.
Yeah, Justin's standing there. He's looking at it. You're both looking at it. And one of the hieroglyphics on the side begins to glow.
Interesting.
Make a sanity check. Oh.
And then flashes, and a wave of nausea engulfs you. Mm. It spreads out from this alcove, and a wave of nausea affects everybody in the room. Some sort of a dark pulse of energy. Boom. Everybody make a sanity check.
Oh.
Yeah, 9.
I passed with a 50.
Oh, yeah. Under 45. No, I fail.
Those who succeed lose 2 sanity.
What?
Those who fail,
oh jeez,
lose 5 sanity.
Oh man!
So make an idea roll, both of you.
Oh my god! Wow. This game's brutal.
All right,
oh, man, I made it.
Good job. No, I did not.
If the idea roll fails, the investigator represses the memory and nothing happens.
Yes,
perfect.
If you succeed,
Mike, you succeeded.
You know what happens.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, you want to fail the idea roll, because otherwise you don't repress the memory.
What?
Mike.
Temporary insanity begins immediately. Make a D10 roll.
2.
Flees in panic.
Oh, jeez.
D10 plus 4 rounds.
Well, you know how to kill a party, father.
12 rounds. I put my hand over my mouth or something like that. You know, I'm going to throw up or something, and I'll tell my friend Samuel, excuse me, I got to get out of here.
Right, and you just turn and start to run.
For the stairs.
Pulse happens. Boom. And then immediately, everybody felt it, obviously, because everybody had to lose a little bit of sanity. That stops the band. So now everything's quiet, and everybody's like, and then you hear this priest scream, and then he starts to run. As everybody kind of turns and looks at this priest, you see those of you who made your spot hidden roll, you see the door to the private theater open, and inside there's a group of people, and there's a play being enacted. Those of you who make your spot hidden hear what's said.
Oh, man. I'm thinking this is not a good thing.
You, sir, should unmask. And the man says, indeed. And the woman says, indeed, it's time. We have all laid aside disguise but you. And the man says, I wear no mask. Another woman says, no mask. No mask. Make a sanity roll.
Dang it.
Those people
who heard. Those who heard and saw.
Yay for failure.
Right here, Dan.
Up top.
What?
Winston passes.
I'm going to start failing.
You never know.
85.
I believe that's a failure.
On what?
Sanity.
Sanity.
Come on, yes. Father Leary. Made it.
All right.
So what you see, and that actually works out well, Sean, because your guy was closest to it, but what you see is, like, there's two women, and there's these people all sitting at this, watching this play, and then the man reaches up and pulls aside a mask, and you see something hideous.
Awesome.
Those of you who made it lose D10 sanity.
What?
Wow. I failed.
Who made the sanity check?
I made
Yes.
Yeah. I failed it. Thank God.
Those of you who make it lose 4 sanity. Those of you who fail.
Oh, I don't like where that's going. Oh, God!
That
what does
would
that
be
mean?
Double
that,
10.
Those of you who fail lose 100 sanity.
Oh, my God.
I don't have any left.
Did you fail, Brandon?
No, I passed.
Is Sean the only one who failed?
Yeah, and I had 60 starting.
Well, you don't anymore.
Wow.
No, I'm 0.
Wow.
Can you go insane. Negative?
No.
What happens when you go to 0?
You
become insane.
Your brain is now mush.
I went insane.
Okay. All right. What are the
when an investigator reaches 0 sanity points, he goes permanently insane.
Well, I'm insane.
I'm going to let you play your character.
Oh.
As all you know is you saw the face of horror, and in your mind, everything around you is an enemy, and you must kill it.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh. That would be...
Let me guess who the closest person I'm standing next to.
Cynthia?
Inside, everything's quiet where you are, except... Daniel starts to scream, and then you hear a chorus of screams inside the theater, and then the door at the balcony bursts open, and a man with a Tommy gun walks in.
Ruh-roh.
Hello.
It's dead silent in here, except there's some dude screaming.
Two dudes screaming.
Two dudes.
There's a guy running towards the stairs towards you. You see who you need to see.
There's a guy running towards the steps to come up the balcony where I am.
Mm-hmm.
How long will it take him to get to me?
2 rounds.
Okay. Taking care of business first.
Oh my gosh. Jason's the bad guy. He's going to kill Saul.
I don't say anything. I just prop my gun on the railing of the balcony, find my target, unload the entire drum.
All of a sudden, guy kicks open the door and starts shooting.
Okay, unless I'm the guy being shot, I'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and try to kick the band up again. Because the show must go on, and this is getting a little weird. And we need some music.
You just lay into the whole table there.
That's what I figured.
What? He's shooting you?
I'm at the table.
Well,
yeah.
This is a peculiar start to a game.
Right. Okay.
40, no, it's a 41.
So you miss.
Miss.
Comes in, starts shooting at your table. Misses his target. There is 5 people at this table in addition to the man you're shooting at. Brandon is one of them.
Okay.
Roll a d10. If you roll a 9 or 10, you hit Brandon.
1.
Okay. So you hit the guy next to him. The door to the theater opens, and a wave of screaming madmen come rolling out, intent on blood.
And I'm pretty much one of them as well, right?
Yes. Jason, door behind you closes and clicks.
No.
What are you doing, Kennedy? Marky, you open that door.
I left my date not far from here. I guess I would pull my pistol and try to go grab her and then get... Is there a bar I can get behind? Anything I can...
Yes.
Grab her, pretty much throw her to the floor, tear her to stay down, and ready my gun.
So you're taking cover?
Yes.
Do I just target?
Yeah, you just target the closest person to you.
And is who?
Shannon.
I tried to get out of that.
Now the question is, would you pummel her with your fists, or would you bother drawing your gun if you're crazy?
Well, you have no mental capacity right now, so you like operating a gun is not right. Something that you
yes!
Can do. No. Huh? Yeah, I'm more damage punching.
I'm pretty tough, bro. I am a beast.
I'm doing a punch, which is 50%. And I succeeded. 5 damage.
Okay, so boom, you smoker one. That was, yeah.
That's
so
my date.
Your date. He just starts screaming and then punches you in the face.
Wow.
The Falstaffs are going to hear about this.
You say through a bloody mouth and chiclets.
I think Vivian set us up.
Nobody picked up the cue to start the music.
This would be your persuasion role if you're trying to get them all.
I think this needs some music. Persuasion.
What in the hell is Dan playing?
He's the band leader, apparently.
He's a trumpeter.
Oh, he blows it.
I failed.
So you're 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're the only one playing.
Yeah, that fails dramatically. So is there what's I'm on the stage and behind me is the wall.
Uh-huh.
So there's nowhere to go.
No.
There's no like curtain behind me or anything.
If you're in a band, you should probably just smoke some reefer right now.
Just get high. I'm going to find my trumpet case. It also happens to have my pistol in it. I'll put my trumpet in there. I'll grab my gun and I'm going to like kind of look for the next round someplace where I can run for cover.
Just take cover behind the drum set.
in the drum.
In the kick drum.
Yeah.
Fleeing up the stairs.
You start running up the stairs. Now there's a guy running up the stairs towards you. He will be there next round.
Spraying the table now. 27.
Firing a cone.
Damn.
You double your skill.
I got it then.
Okay. Roll a d10 to see how many bullets hit your target.
3. 18.
Jumbo Jack takes 3 in the chest and drops.
Take that one, Cohen! Now, the only problem is, there seems to be a wrinkle in the plan. The place seemed like chaos when I first walked in the door. So, the plan that I had when I came in, especially now that I assume I know that the door behind me is locked.
Right.
Okay. That's FUBAR. Forget the Mazuma. Forget the cabbage. Forget the loot. I'm just trying to get out of here now. So I will turn my attention toward the door so I can get out.
The wave of people coming out of the theater bum rush into the ballroom and people being drugged down by these people. And they're being pummeled, being chewed.
Gross.
I think I should GTFO. So I'm just going to try to get out of there. Okay. I'm going to say, Vivian's going to hear about this, and then I'm going to run off.
Throw your drink in his face.
Okay, so there's the direction I came from.
Right.
There's all the little alcoves.
Right.
There's the brass door, or the spiral staircase leading to the brass door, and that's where he came from?
Yep.
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you heard me say my name. It's Tommy.
That's where Tommy came from. What about, like, one of the little alcoves, like, where the art is? Did I see where the kid, Dorian, came from? Because he had kind of snuck in here. Maybe I can...
Spot hidden.
All right. Yeah! 4, I made it.
You see Dorian, and he's hiding in one of the unlit alcoves. And it looks like he's looking for something.
Okay.
But to get to him, you have to go past some crazy people.
Oh, of course.
You're like a linebacker. I think you...
I guess I can try a sneak. There's not a plow through people skill.
No.
but there's a sneak.
Well, actually, what you do is it's called a resistance table. You look on the resistance table, and I'll tell you what percentage you need to bowl through somebody. You would either use your strength or your constitution.
Can strength, I just use strength, my size and my power.
Or, no, I'm sorry, your size. It would be your size.
Oh, my God, yeah, let's do that. Big girl.
I see that now.
What's your size?
17.
Wow.
70%.
62!
Yeah.
All right, so you just go, you just like run through them like ba-boom!
And then she's winded.
Dorian, he turns and he looks and he sees this big hulking woman come running at him. He's like, ugh!
She looks like she could play for the Racine Cardinals.
Have I noticed the crazies now?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. How far am I from this door that I suppose I don't know is locked?
Yeah. You'd have to cross the dance floor and up the stairs.
That sounds like a problem. As I stay hunkered down, do the crazies seem to notice me any?
They're just going to the closest people that they encounter. So they're about two rounds away from you.
I'm going to grab my date, tell her we got to run, and we're just going to run up the stairs.
You tell me what I'm doing. Because I'm insane.
You just go, I'll just say you just pummel another target this round. And that you're making your way towards the stage.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't really know what all's going on, but I'm closest to the stairwell. It's like right to probably to my left, uh-huh. I'm going to guess. Right. I'm going to make my way up the stairs to get the hell out of this place. Right.
So you start running to
and
the
I
stairs.
I grab my case, and I got my pistol in my other hand. I'm kind of hiding it under the case.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm going to make my way to the door up the staircase.
Father Leary, you are now at the top of the stairs.
Are you dressed like a priest?
Mm-hmm. Plow through that door.
That's right. You're still fleeing, right?
Yeah. I'm going to kick it.
You, sir, have a 5% chance of kicking down this door.
Gadzooks. Saints preserve me. Nope.
Okay. I've got my gun slung crossways around my chest. So okay. I just let it go.
Uh-huh.
And then I reach down and I pick up my other weapon that's also cross slung across my chest, which is my shotgun. And yeah. I basically just go for where I assume that the lock is on the door.
So you're shooting where you think the bolt is, the slide bolt.
Right. I lay the shotgun, you know, where I think it is, and I turn my head down so that the brim of my cap is protecting my eyes, and I just pull it.
Nothing.
Didn't do anything?
No.
Okay.
All right, more people are getting assaulted. Brandon, a group of three crazies are now coming on you, and those of you who are at the steps, they're two rounds away from you guys. Shannon, a crazy, has now turned his sights on you and Dorian. He comes at you. 20%. He bashes you with his fists. That is 2 damage.
Just shake it off.
So now it's Shannon's turn. So yes, you've got this crazy guy pounding on you. And all he's saying, he starts screaming, "The eyes! The eyes!"
That's not good. All right, so I'm gonna punch this dude and then continue on to Dorian. I am not going to punch this dude.
Yes.
And I will just continue on to Dorian.
You continue on to Dorian. There's some people being assaulted. You hear screams. There's people are starting to now run in random directions, knocking over candles, and tablecloths are starting to catch on fire.
Two guys coming at me in the date. We are how far from the steps now?
You are one round away.
Well, I'm just going to keep running towards the steps.
Okay, running towards the steps. You are at the steps.
All righty. All right. I got the high ground now.
Crazy Sean. You pound on another guy on your way to the with a big group of fellow crazies headed towards the steps.
Do I make it up the steps this round?
Yes.
Okay. And I see a door and two guys standing there.
Well, and there's smoke as one guy shot it with a shotgun.
Okay. That is, I'm sure I heard that. Did it look like it did anything to the door?
It marred it a little bit.
It marred it a little bit, huh? So, well, I guess I'll try to kick it in myself and make my way in. And
7% chance.
Yay!
Nice. Do it, Doug.
Come on, care. Man. Gotta care. Come on.
Come on, man. We need you. Negative.
It's cocked.
Oh!
7%, baby. Thank goodness for the cocked rule.
So you go, boom, and you hear something just give.
Now you've broken the door.
Good job, Dan.
It'll never open.
I was going to say, can I make my way through?
Oh, no, that was your round. Oh,
okay.
Who's next?
Tommy Leeson did.
I backed up just enough for a shotgun shot and some other guy to kick it to do something, but I'm still, it's my fourth round of panic. So
panic.
I'm going to be the first one through that door, barrel through it.
The lock is busted. Now you just have to shove the door open.
Right.
That'll be a 50% chance.
No.
He's pushing the door. Hey, no, it's stuck.
Stuck.
Jason.
What's your strength?
9.
Ooh. Okay. I think that's a 5% chance.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad strength, man.
So 40%.
Come on. Come on.
58.
Get whoa. Open.
Keep trying.
Oh, cut it.
Yes, the crazies are now
right on.
There's two of them on. They're right on the heels. Actually, it's a big ass group of them.
It's too bad Shannon didn't try coming up the steps. She could have blocked the steps.
That's right. Oh. All right, so two.
Shannon's character. I'm sorry. Shannon's
two of the crazies on.
Oh, man.
Two of the crazies on Winston. One miss. One hit. Is 3 damage.
Claw, claw, bite.
Now the group of crazies are now heading up the stairs, and now it's Shannon.
So I made it to Dorian.
Yes.
Even though he's like my age, essentially.
Right.
I'm going to be like, where'd you get in, kid? You obviously snuck in somewhere. We need to leave.
All right, he's like feeling the wall. He goes, I swear this is the right one. I swear it's the right one.
You came in through the wall?
It's a passage. It's a passage.
How do you open it up?
Make a spot hidden.
There you go.
Nailed it.
There's nothing here.
Nailed it.
This is the wrong wall, kid. We got to find another wall.
Well, I'm just going to try to go through the door. The pack of crazies is scaring me.
So is the date?
She's right in front of me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear anything about her.
Yeah, I've been.
Okay. That was just assumed.
Right.
Okay.
Oh. All right, you're go, go, go. She slips. Boom.
She twisted her ankle.
Couldn't care less. I'm stepping right on top of her.
Wow. Some cop you are.
Chivalrous.
Every man for himself.
Hey, you step crazy on her, don't you?
Crazy, crazy Sean. You're beating on some chick that fell on the steps.
Bip.
So try to open the door.
65% chance.
54.
Yeah. Boom. Door opens.
Damn.
I barrel through. Get the hell out of this place. This gig is not worth it.
You kick the door open. You step through, and there is a guy in your way.
Oh.
And he's holding a gun.
Nice.
Okay. I got like two other guys behind me. So is he like aiming it at me?
Not at this point, but okay. The door is now open. He steps through the door. You could try and slip past him.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, that would be your dexterity versus Phineas's size.
My size is 12.
Dexterity is 12.
50%?
Heck no, 55.
So the priest runs into you from behind.
I only got 6 more rounds of this.
He's like, get out of the way! Get out of the way! Tommy.
Is the guy holding the gun on the other side of the door.
Kennedy?
Mock Kennedy?
Mocky Kennedy, yes.
Okay, is he leveling the gun at the doorway?
He locked the door. The door opens and this dude walks through. He was told that nobody walks out of this door. So he's got his gun.
But that wasn't what he and I had worked out ahead of time.
Well, what his boss told him was something totally different.
Okay. Well, that's what I figure. Let him have it. And I'm spraying.
Are you going to shoot me in the back, are you? I just saved your life.
Yeah, he's certainly
what a bastard. Right?
I'm pretty sure you're going to go to hell if you hit a priest.
Nope.
So you missed totally.
Missed totally.
Okay. Well, there's two other people. Two other people possibly hit in this. Roll 2d3, and if you roll a 1, 1 or 2 on a 2d3, one of them's for Mike, one of them's for Dan.
Purple's Dan, blue's Mike.
Okay.
Force.
Okay, missed everybody.
Shot the door frame.
Wow, hey, like, hey, who haven't you shot at yet?
Now I'm definitely running.
Sean.
So the bullets just whiz past you guys.
Man, that was a... That was a miracle, I'm telling you guys.
That was a miracle. I just witnessed it.
That's 30 rounds.
Crazies are now barreling up the stairs, and one of them is within reach of Brandon.
Is it Sean?
No.
He has an axe handle in his hand?
Miss.
Oh. I don't want to miss it. Was a nail through it?
Rusty?
Crazies have gone. Shannon. There's people screaming. Now the fire is starting to get worse. Shannon?
I bet Shannon wishes she was near the door.
There are two crazies on you. Miss.
Second one.
Hits.
Whoa.
That next is damage. 7 XP, or 7 hit points.
I'm down.
She's at 0.
Down goes
wow.
She.
Wow.
So the last thing, you're like, Dorian, there's no door here. And somebody, Crunk. Something grabs you and you go out.
I guess there's a bit of a traffic jam at the door.
Yeah.
There's a crazy man just shooting bullets.
Yeah, knock him out of the way.
A priest and a really nice looking guy who saved your life. That's all I'm saying.
There's no way I'm going to get through the door, is there? If I just try to bowl through it, is there any way?
You could. You could try and muscle Tommy out of the way. This guy also just, he shot into a crowd of people.
Right, he shot
a door, and now he's shooting, people have gone through the door, and now he's shooting at the people leaving.
Maybe you should shoot him in the back of the head.
I'm going to shoot him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, make your shot.
I rolled a 12.
Good job.
Damn.
Up top.
Top.
All right, so Tommy, you were just shot.
In the back of the head.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Crazy.
Go ahead and make your roll damage.
That's 1d10 plus 2.
Ooh. How many hit points you got, Oshag?
Enough.
It's 7 plus 2 is 9.
9 hit points.
Six left.
45 goes off in your ear, Tommy.
Now you have lead poisoning. Sean?
Sean, who is now up the stairs and right behind Brandon.
No!
Bip!
Bip. Sean and his bip.
Make your fist roll.
Good job, cop.
50%.
Should have shot that guy.
Not a cop.
Hit 10%.
Okay, make your damage roll.
It's 5.
5 damage. The crazy mobster starts shooting at you guys.
Okay.
And there's the guy standing in front of you who got shot at.
Can I, like, run around? I mean, because this opens up into the back of the restaurant.
Yes.
Can I run past this guy now?
You can.
Okay, I'm definitely going to do that.
Okay, you take off running.
Yeah, as fast as I can. Serpentine. Okay. Find, you know, as soon as I, like, get any kind of cover, and if I have to, I'll, like, squeeze off a covering shot, you know, covering fire on my way.
Take just a random shot backwards.
A pot shot at the guy.
Okay, Mike.
Run.
Okay.
Samuel, run.
You have no clue. You have no clue where your friends are.
No.
Okay. You take off running. All right.
In the restaurant.
Dan and Mike are gone.
Yeah. We survived.
Jason?
Okay. I guess I'll say I got Kennedy in front of me.
Right.
I got a cop just shot me in the back of the head.
Right. It's just a guy behind you that shot you.
Yeah, you don't know.
That's the kind of thing a cop would do.
Wow.
I'm not stopping from getting out. The guy in front of you is.
That's true. I'm going to unload on Maki Kennedy.
Maki? Okay, go ahead.
You lousy Mick bastard. Spraying.
Of course.
Got to spray.
Nope.
Right. I don't think he's hit yet.
Maki Kennedy is going to shoot back at you, you son of a bitch. Maki missed. So, oh, yep, there's a chance. Chance said it'll hit Brandon. It does.
Oh! Oh!
Shucks.
I was just shooting the cop. Damage? 11.
Dead.
Oh.
So he points the gun at you, you duck, and he shoots the cop off of the balcony.
Wow.
Jason, that's on you.
Does he accidentally hit Sean, too?
No.
You might want to take back the horrible things you said to Maki Kennedy.
Nah, that Mick Bastard's dead the next round.
All right, Brandon scratched.
Hey, Tommy! Bip!
Roll it up.
I'm going to probably knock you the fuck out. Oh, I missed for once. Miss.
Okay.
70%.
Whiff. So, yeah, there's some crazy guy behind you.
There's a whole bunch of crazy guys.
Yep. And Jason, it's your turn.
Should have grappled him.
No, wait. There is two guys on you also.
Oh,
two.
Oh, shit.
That's a critical.
Yeah, I just got critted by a crazy guy.
Critted by a crazy.
You know what the pisser is? I was closest to the exit. I didn't make it out.
All right, here's the critical. So double this.
Okay.
So that's 6 and 4. That's 10 damage.
Dead.
And
just for fun,
one and another 3.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely dead.
So yes, you're like, you duck, bullet shoots the cop off the thing. You're like, hey,
die coppa,
and then two dudes drag you down and just start beating on you until you're out.
Right. Wow.
Mike and Dan made it. Everyone
Father
else.
Evan Leary and Phineas Finn Otis Lockwood survive the night. Thank you for listening. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode of the Stygian Fragment. Please check for further episodes posted on our website, gamerstable.com. Theme music by Thomas Grillo. Background music by Musica Cthulhiana. Openly Gamer Theater would like to thank H.P. Lovecraft for giving us Cthulhu. Any commercial use of this production is prohibited. Call of Cthulhu role-playing game is property of Chaosium Incorporated. Openly Gamer Theater is trademark property of Side Tangent Productions.